After supper, he began to ask me many questions of where I had been, what I had been doing, how I had found him out, but I gave him only very partial replies. It was too late to enter into particulars that night. Besides, I wished to touch no deep, thrilling chord, to open no fresh well of emotion in his heart. My sole present aim was to cheer him. Cheered, as I have said, he was, and yet by fits. If a moment's silence broke the conversation, he would turn restless, touch me, then say, "Jane, you are altogether a human being, Jane. You're certain of that?"
"I conscientiously believe so, Mr. Rochester."
"Yet how, on this dark and doleful evening, could you so suddenly rise on my lone hearth?" "I stretched my hand to take a glass of water from a hireling, and it was given me by you. I asked a question, expecting John's wife to answer me, and your voice spoke at my ear."
"Because I had come in Mary stead with the tray."
"And the enchantment there is in the very hour I am now spending with you. Who can tell what a dark, dreary, hopeless life I have dragged on for months past, doing nothing, expecting nothing, merging night in day, feeling but the sensation of cold when I let the fire go out, of hunger when I forgot to eat, and then a ceaseless sorrow, and at times a very delirium of desire to behold my Jane again.